朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天在座有很多福音朋友在我们中间。
And I hear that there are many, many gospel friends among us this morning.
其实基督徒的聚集跟世界上世人的聚集最大的不同在于神的同在。
And the coming together of the people of God versus just the rest of the world, the difference is that God is with us.
还不是在于说这边有一些很有爱心的人。
It's not just merely that there are a lot of people here with love.
或是在这边有一些这个让我们觉得人生有意义的一些的信息而已。
Or there is a message that gives us purpose in this life.
神的儿女跟世人同在聚集最大的不同在于神亲自跟我们同在。
And again, the difference between the children of God coming together and the rest of the world is that God himself is with us.
所以我们每一次来到神家聚会的时候。
So every time we come to the God, come to the house of God and meet together.
弟兄姊妹我们要带着喜乐的心来朝见我们的神。
Brother and sister, we gotta come with a rejoicing heart to meet our God.
很多时候我们风闻有神。
A lot of times we heard of him.
很多时候我们知道神。
A lot of times we kind of know him.
年轻的孩子可能认为我们的神是我父亲的神，是我祖父的神。
And younger brothers and sisters, perhaps you think that the God we believe in is the God of my parents and my grandparents.
真巴不得神有一天让我们都像雅各那样子的惊叹的说：“神真在这里，我竟然不知道。”
And I pray that one day we will all be like Jacob and say, "God is here, yet I did not know."
所以从此以后，他就知道神永远跟他同在。
But from that point on, he forever knew that God was with him.
我知道今天有十五个人要受浸，我们感谢神。
I know today there are 15 of us that's going to get baptized. We praise God.
我们受浸。不是外面的一个仪式。
And baptism is not just an outward formality.
我们借着受浸，我们向宇宙在这里宣告，从此以后我是归入主名的人。
But through baptism, we're proclaiming to all creation, the universe, that from this point on, I belong to God.
我不仅仅从此我是属主的人。
And not only that, from this point on, I belong to the Lord.
而且受浸真实的意义就是从此以后不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
And the purpose of the baptism is that from this day forth, it's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
全新的生命在我们的里面
A brand new life that is in me
带领我们过新的生活
Lead me how to live a brand new life
并不是只是接受一个新的做人的道理
It's not just to receive a whole new set of doctrine on how to be a person
是一个全新的生命带领我们过全新的生活
But this brand new life will lead you for the rest of your life
我们这次要感谢神
We really want to thank God
刚才有一个弟兄 年轻的弟兄啊
There was a young, there's a younger brother here
只有年轻弟兄会问我这样子的话
Only such a younger, only younger brothers would ask me such a question
他说于弟兄啊你的时差应该过去了吧都好了
He said brother you, your jet lag should have passed by now right
我前天晚上才到今天早上怎么会过去呢
I just got here two days ago How could a jet lag pass already
对我们这种半白老朽这个是外行话
For us who are in our middle well
我们昨天晚上快十二点睡一点五十就醒过来了
And we woke around 1:50 last night
所以这个在时差的这个挣扎中
So we're still kind of fighting jet lag right now
所以我只能对他苦笑一下
And I can only laugh at it
有一个姊妹碰到我说哎呀于弟兄你都一样你没什么变
And I met another sister that came up to me and said Brother you look exactly the same, no changes
我就很平安地笑了一下
And very peacefully I smiled at her
因为我如果我太胖或太瘦回来都不是好事
So either I gain weight or if I lose weight from when I return is not a good news
如果我胖胖的回来弟兄姊妹下次不让我们去了怕我乐不思蜀
If I come back and I gain some weight, if Brun sister might not want me to go anymore because I had a great time.
回来如果很憔悴、骨瘦如柴的回来，你们又心疼，不让我们去。
If I come back losing weight, you guys are the kind of don't want me to go either because you worry for me.
感谢主，我们在外面虽然在外面，弟兄姊妹真的是很爱我们，也很照顾我们。
And we really want to thank the Brun sister that hosted us. They really took care of us.
可是我们心里面一直挂着神家的事。
But our hearts were carried with the things of the house of God.
我们知道神最近把我们教会带到了一个新的战场上。
And we know that God's brought this church to a new battleground.
我们要拿 CUP， 而且我们打最后一场最重要的征战。
And this last battle that is before us, getting the hold of the CUP.
如果我们光从南 数，光从这么多的事情需要做来看的话
，If we just look at the difficulties and all the things that we have to do，
可能我们里面都会觉得压力，觉得疲倦，觉得走不下去。
And all of us would feel heavy and very difficult inside. We can't go any further.
但是如果我们从神的应许，从属灵的角度来看这件事情
，But if we look at the whole thing from God's promises and from God's perspective，
我们知道每一场的征战，每一个环境都是一个机会，都是一个挑战。
We know that every battle is an opportunity, is a challenge.
征战本身不是目的
，The battle itself is not the end purpose.
承受属灵的产业才是目的。
To receive the spiritual inheritance is the end goal.
每一次当我们在主面前，神把我们带到一个战场，带到一个挑战面前。
So whenever God brings you to a new battleground,
其实背后有那么深的祝福和属灵的产业等候我们来承受。
There's an abundance of grace and abundance of blessings that God wants us to inherit.
所以我真的希望弟兄姊妹，我们在祷告的里面，我们绝对不灰心啊。
And I pray, brothers and sisters, in prayer that we will not lose heart.
这块地是神的居所。
And this ground is God's dwelling place.
是的，我们在这里有一个心志啊，弥赛亚来要重建大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And yes, we have a heart that the Messiah will come to restore the fallen tabernacle of David.
让神的同在重新回到我们中间来。
That the presence of God will tabernacle among us once more.
让神在我们中间得到一个居所，得到一个安息的地方。
That God will lay hold of a dwelling place, a place of rest.
好，弟兄姊妹，让我们在这里能够堵住一切的破口。
Brothers, that we would block all the leakages.
让仇敌不能够自由地在我们中间进出。
That the enemy cannot come in and out in our midst.
我每一次不管在什么地方
，No matter wherever I go，
我差不多都会碰到一些破碎的心灵、破碎的家庭。
I will find broken lives and broken families.
所以刚才诗歌的时候，玉姊妹讲到我们要重建倒塌的城墙。
And Sister Nancy was praying at the end of our time of singing that we need to rebuild the walls.
今天我们个人也好，家庭也好，教会也好
，Today individually, families, and as a church.
如果我们的城墙倒塌了
，Again if our walls are fallen.
说到我们失去的界限，失去的保护
，Again it speaks of the fact that we lost the boundary and protection.
仇敌可以自由地进出我们的生命，进出我们的家庭。
The enemies can come in and out of your lives very easily.
所以我们的健康，我们的心灵遭受破坏。
Our health, our state of mind, they're all being harmed.
我们的家庭可能被破裂。
Our family may go through divisions.
教会也可能在神的面前软弱失败。
And the church will fall in the state of weakness and failure.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要起来为着神家守望，为着神家征战。
So brothers and sisters, rise up and watch for the Lord.
让我们在主的面前。让神欢欢喜喜地住在我们中间。
Come before the presence of God and allow Him to abide with us with joy.
重建倒塌的帐幕。
Once again, erect the tabernacle that's fallen.
重修毁坏的祭坛。
And repair the tabernacle, the altar that's been destroyed.
然后医治一切破碎的心灵。
And to heal all the brokenhearted.
让神的荣耀充满在我们中间。
The glory of God may fill us.
所以弟兄姊妹加油哈。
So dear brother and sister,
最近24-100的祷告不要停下来。
I want to encourage you, don't stop the 24-100 prayer that we're going on.
在各地有这么多弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
There are brothers and sisters throughout the world that is praying with us.
我们在一个地方碰到一位姊妹，我们从前见过她。
We went to a place and we met a sister that we've met once before.
她整个瘦了很多哈，变得非常的苗条了。
And when we saw her, she lost so much weight.
后来我才晓得她一天现在只吃一顿饭，其他两顿进食为我们教会祷告。
And then I realized she fasts two meals of the day. She only eats one meal a day just to pray for our church.
弟兄姊妹心里面非常的感动啊。
And I was very touched.
有多少的弟兄姊妹在为我们这个教会守望，为我们祷告
？There's so many brothers and sisters watching on our behalf.
弟兄姊妹，我们要加油。
So brothers and sisters, we need to
我们自己被神摆在这个地位，摆在这个。
We need to be motivated. We need us. The Lord put us into this opportunity.
那我们带着感恩的心，带着敬畏的心，我们来跟随主。
With a grateful heart and a thankful heart, follow the Lord.
今天早晨我继续讲前一系列一直还没讲完的信息。
And I want to continue with the series of messages that we've been talking about in the past few times.
就是总要趁着还有今日。
And the theme is while it is still called today.
弟兄姊妹 ，Why it is still called today?
But again, brothers and sisters, while it is called today.
请问今天叫什么？
What is today called?
Today, right, 对不对
Today.
今天就叫 today, 就叫今天
The name of this day is today.
圣经上总要趁着还有今日，就是当它还被称为今天的时候。
The Bible says, while this day is still called today.
要抓住机会过好今天啊，弟兄姊妹。
Take every opportunity to live this day.
一天都不能浪费。
Cannot waste one day.
总要趁着还有今天。
While it is still today.
要竭力得着神的上好。
With all of your strength to gain God's best.
总要趁着还有今天。
While it is still called today.
活出你我最 最高的价值来。
Live out the worth of your life and my life.
弟兄姊妹要总要趁着还有今天。
And again, while it is called today.
我们今天要讲要献上自己当作活祭。
We're going to talk about offering up yourself as a living sacrifice.
讲到我整个的今天是要为着神而活着。
But this entire day, I'm going to live for God.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们刚才唱的诗歌，我们都很喜乐。
Brothers, I believe that we were all rejoicing as we were singing.
我们都知道我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We all know that we are sinners saved by grace.
我们的结局原来是要下地狱的。
Our end is hell.
我们的罪恶让我们不能够亲近神。
Our sins separated us from God.
但是耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上流了宝血。
But Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood.
他替我们付了所有的罪债。
He has paid the penalties of sin.
让我们不再被定罪。
That we are no longer condemned.
让我们脱离永远的审判。
That we are separated for eternal judgment.
让我们成为一个蒙恩的罪人。
That we are those who are sinners saved by
grace. 也当我们每次唱到说我是个罪人蒙主恩。
So whenever we sing, I am a sinner saved by grace.
I am a sinner saved by grace.
I am a sinner saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心都会充满了喜乐。
And brothers, our hearts need to be filled with joy.
如果你唱这条歌不喜乐的话，
If you sing such a song, you are not rejoicing.
因为我们不认识我们得的恩典有多大。
Because you do not know the magnitude of grace you have received.
如果我们真看见，真知道我们得的恩典有多大。
If you truly see the magnitude of the grace you've received.
弟兄姊妹，当我们唱这条歌的时候，会叫我们流泪，叫我们哭在神的面前。
But when you sing such a song, you will shed tears before the Lord.
那是多么伟大的救恩，让我们脱离了永远的审判。
How immense is this grace that we may be separated from eternal judgment?
多大的救恩让我们脱离了良心的控告。
How great of a salvation that we may be delivered from the condemnation of our conscience?
让我们与神和好，我们能够平安喜乐地活在神的面前。
That we may be reconciled with God and live before the presence of God in joy and peace.
刚才的诗歌也说到我们是蒙爱的儿女。
And the songs that we sing also said that we are the beloved children of God.
我们不光是个蒙恩的罪人。
Not only are we sinners saved by grace.
我们也是一个蒙爱的儿女。
But we are children that are beloved.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们从小就很 proud of 说我的爸爸、我的妈妈怎样哈。
Ever since our youth, we say our mom and dad is so and so。
那今天神改变我们的身份。
And today God has changed our position。
不仅仅从一个定罪的罪人变成一个被神称义的义人。
Not only from a sinner that is condemned onto a person that is deemed righteous。
我们还是从一个跟神无分无关的人变成了神的儿女、神家里的人。
We were a person that has nothing to do with God, but now we became a member in the household of God。
你知道儿子多么蒙爱啊。
You know how love, how sons are loved.
他回到家里面，家里面一切所有的都是他的。
When a son comes home, everything in the house belongs to him.
他打开冰箱，他不需要付钱的，他可以吃里面的东西。
He opens the fridge, he doesn't have to pay for anything, he just eats it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个家是他的家。
This house is his house.
这里面满了爱。
This house is full of love.
家的特点就是爱。
The characteristic of a house, a family is love.
成为蒙爱的儿女。
And we are children that are beloved by our heavenly Father.
再往上一步啊。
And then we take another step.
这是我们今天讲的，我们每一个重生得救的人。
This is what we're going to focus on today. Every person that is saved.
尤其今天有这么多人要受浸。
Particularly all of you who are being baptized today.
请你们要记得，我们不光是蒙恩的罪人。
You need to remember not only are you a sinner saved by grace.
我们是蒙爱的儿女。
You are children that are loved by God.
我们也是蒙召起来做祭司的人。
You are those who are called into the holy priesthood.
圣经上说，神召我们出黑暗。入奇妙光明。
The Bible says that God has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light.
让我们不仅仅成为圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
Not only are we a holy nation, a people that belong to God.
也是一个君尊的祭司。
But of a holy priesthood.
一个非常尊贵的身份和地位，神赐给我们。
A royal priesthood, a position that God has given us.
让我们成为一个可以在神、在宇宙主宰面前侍立侍奉的人。
That before God, the author of the universe, that we may stand and serve Him.
让我们整个人变得尊贵，整个人生变得有价值。
That there's royalty with our lives and there's purpose in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？蒙恩、蒙爱、蒙召。
And we receive His grace. We are loved and we are called.
蒙恩得到恩典和祝福。
We receive this grace and all of His blessings.
蒙爱讲到我们活在神的爱中和照顾里面。
We are loved. It speaks of we are in His presence and we're taken care of by Him.
而蒙召让我们整个人活得尊贵，活得有价值。
We are called and we have a purpose, a glorious life.
啊，这次我们在上海的时候。
And we were in Shanghai on this trip.
有一次在过马路的时候。
And we were crossing the street.
我们看见十字路口旁边地上坐了一个乞丐。
And we saw a beggar on the corner, on the street corner.
一个小孩子大概才六七岁。
A little boy that's about 6-7 years old.
他整个人我相信是被火灾烧伤的，整个脸都扭曲的，眼睛肿的，嘴巴烂的。
And I believe the child was, has a severe burns and his entire face was deformed.
而他的两只身上手上都是烧伤。
And his entire arm, both of his arms were with complete burn marks.
两个手掌都不见了，只剩下这个圆圆的骨头在这里。
And you could not see the fingers on his hands, just left with his wrist, basically.
他有两个手这样夹着一个冰棒在那里吃，旁边放了一个钱桶，叫他丢钱。
And he was holding a popsicle and he was eating it, and there was a can in front of him asking people for money.
那个红绿灯来来往往都是上百个人这样过马路的。
And at the street corner, as the lights began to change, the hundreds of people were across the intersection.
那偶尔有人丢点钱下去。
And every so often, there would be somebody who would come and drop some money.
弟兄姊妹，偶尔有人给他一点恩惠，给他一点恩典。
Every so often, somebody would shed grace upon him.
弟兄姊妹，但有的人不给。
But most did not give anything.
那给的就让他得了一点恩惠。
And those who have given allowed the little boy to receive some grace.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个蒙恩的人跟一个蒙爱的人还是有差别。
But brothers, there's a difference between someone who has received some grace versus his being loved.
弟兄姊妹，在这里给他一点恩惠。
Someone who's come and given him something, some grace.
跟把他带回家当孩子一样的来养他。他来爱他来照顾他不一样啊
It's completely different with someone who will come and embrace him, take him home and raise him up as his own child.
让他不需要再坐在街头不需要在雨中在那里祈求
That he no longer needs to sit at the street corner and beg.
让他能够带回在家中过一个儿女该过的生活
That he will be brought home and enjoy a position as a child.
那是不一样的
But it's completely different.
那再往下一步呢
And then you take another step.
能够照着他的天分照着他的才干去帮助他
According to his gifts and his talents to help him.
让他活得尊贵让他活得有价值
That he may live a life of purpose. That he
那
would be,
又是往上更上一层
That his life would be glorious. That's another step higher.
所以弟兄姊妹啊我们不光是蒙恩的罪人
So brothers and sisters, we are not only sinners saved by grace.
我们今天在主面前蒙恩也不神对我们不是像给乞丐一样给我们一点东西
And the grace of God is not like God from high above and just drop something in your life.
他乃是把他儿子给我们啊
He has given you his only son.
把他的生命给我们啊
He's given you his life completely.
把他的血流出来给我们。
His blood was poured out for you and I.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是蒙大恩的罪人。
But so we are sinners saved by this enormous grace.
我们是蒙大爱的儿女。
We have received an enormous love.
而且我们也都蒙了最荣耀的呼召，成为侍奉神的人。
And we have the most glorious calling that we may be people that are servants unto the living God.
成为有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们讲到这些，你们都不笑，都不喜乐呢。
But as I speak of these things, nobody rejoices, nobody smiles.
说好了，希伯来的作者讲的真好啊！我们常常没有用信心以所听见的道调和。
The author of Hebrews is really true. A lot of time we do not mingle faith with the words that we've heard.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真相信我们自己的身份和地位的时候
，If we truly believe your position,
每一个点都是宝贵
，And every point is precious.
每一个点都值得我们感恩
，And every point is worthy of us giving thanksgiving.
其实每一个点都可以改变我们的人生
，And every point in our life can transform us.
今天就是因为我们对我们所信的太不了解了。
And today is because we really do not know what we believe in.
哎呀，有一个乞丐，他坐在地上，一直跟人家要饭呐，等候人家的施舍。
There's a beggar that's sitting on the street. He continually begs for alms.
直到有一天，他碰见了一个恩人啊。
Until one day, he met a person that was very gracious to him.
这个恩人不是给他钱啊。
This person did not just merely give him money.
这个恩人是一个古董商啊。
And this person was
他发现说这个乞丐手上所捧的碗是一个价值连城的古董。
This person was an antique trader, and he realized that the bowl that this beggar was holding was an antique.
他说：“你知道你手上拿的碗是什么吗
？”Do you know what is in your hand?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这个人一辈子拿了一个这么价值连城的宝贝，当了一辈子的乞丐。
And this person, all of his life, has held something that is so precious, but he was a beggar for all of his life.
今天多少基督徒，我们不是过一样的生活吗
？So many Christians, we're living exactly the same.
我们得到的祝福，我们所得到的应许，我们该有的身份和生活，不应该是这个样子。
The blessings that we receive, the position that we have, and our lives should not be such a way.
我们活得这样子可怜啊。
We live in such a pitiful state.
我们一样在地上好像讨一口饭吃。
And we're just like the rest of the world, we're gaining just something to eat.
我们碰到难处，我们恐惧，我们害怕。
We face difficulties, we come under, we enter into fear.
我们好像没有父亲的人。
Like people without fathers.
却不晓得我们的父是天上的父，是天地的主宰。
Yeah, we do not know that our Father is the Heavenly Father, the author of the universe.
许多时候我们活得这么卑贱。
A lot of time we live in such
such a lowly state.
觉得自己没有价值。
And we say that we're so worthless.
但是却没有想到神看我们为宝为尊。
But we do not realize that God sees us as a special people.
赐给我们君尊祭司的职分。
That we are precious in His sight, that we are a royal priesthood in His sight.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见自己是什么的身份和地位的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we truly see our position.
保罗劝我们，他说因此Therefore,
so Paul encourages us and say, therefore,
他说我以他说所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们今天的背诵经文你们可以看哈
It's a memorized scripture on your outline. So I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
To present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable of God.
他说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
And doing so is your reasonable service.
所以弟兄姊妹把自己献给神
So brothers and sisters, when you offer up yourself to God.
为神而活着。
Living for God.
不要以为是神要求我们。
Don't look at it as a requirement from God.
是神给我们的大恩大爱和大的荣耀。
It is God's grace and God's glory.
因为我们都是蒙恩蒙爱蒙召的人。
Because we are all those who have received His grace, His love, and received His call.
所以保罗劝我们把自己献上
So therefore Paul encourages and admonishes
当作活祭
A living sacrifice
他说是圣洁的
It is holy
因为神是圣洁的
Because God is holy
我们要侍奉神我们这个人必须被基督的宝血洁净
If we want to serve God we need to be cleansed by the blood of Christ
我们必须从罪恶里面出来
We need to come out of our sins
神在我们身上必须要有分别的工作
And God must have a sanctifying work in our life
让我们知道什么是圣洁的什么是卑贱的
That we need to know what is holy and what is the base
什么是属的，什么是不属，是圣洁的。
And what is holy and what is not?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。